First of all, Greg, the brigades have been extremely busy. Since the 1st of April, we have attended 137 gorse and forest fires. And as you're aware, the weather over the past month or thereabouts, there's been very little rainfall. We've had the dry easterly ones, and the low growth has all combined to lead to a situation whereby fires, if they start, can spread rapidly and get out of control very easily. I have to say I am delighted to see the rainfall this morning. It's very welcome, and based on what I see in the forecast, we're likely to have some more tomorrow and also over the weekend.
But we have to, of course, remain vigilant, because it will take some time, I imagine, for the moisture to seep through and alleviate the danger altogether.
Well, absolutely, Greg. The rain is extremely welcome, but the reality is if we get a number of dry days after this, the conditions are likely to return to what they were. Because what we do need is we need a prolonged period of rainfall, and we also need the growth. And obviously the growth will take some time to work through.
Obviously, you have said to us that you don't believe every one of these fires is an act of God. How important is it to get public assistance if they have any information about perhaps the possibility that someone may have started at least some of these fires, and for them to be go through the due process?
Well, first of all, I mean, these fires are burning of land that is not otherwise cultivated is prohibited under the Wildlife Acts of 1976 and 2000 between the 1st of March and the 31st of August. So an offence has been committed under those acts, and also obviously fire brigade resources have been tied up unnecessarily. So what I would ask is that any members of the public who do have information in relation to these fires, how they start or who starts them, if they are started deliberately, that it is brought to the attention of the appropriate authorities. Could I also say that if people are convicted for starting the fires, the fire service will seek to recover all the costs associated with the firefighting operation involving that fire from the person who is convicted.